The Zebachim asks, this is what it says about, how do we know that this is the Mida of Avraham Avinu? Because the Torah writes about Avraham Avinu, Vesanefesh Asher Osu Becharon, the Nefesh, which that Avraham Avinu took with him everything he had, plus the Nefesh which he created in Charon. The Gemara says, what do we mean, HaNefesh Asher Osu Becharon? What does that mean? The Gemara says that all of those people whom Avraham Avinu was Mekarev to Kiddusha, those are considered, it's considered as though Ki'ilu Asa'oi. The Gemara says, Haloimeid ben Chaveroi Torah, a person who teaches the son of his friend Torah, Ki'ilu Asa'oi. It's as though he created that child. He gets credit for having created that person. How do we see it? From this pasuk, the Es HaNefesh Asher Osu Bechoron. The Nefesh which Avraham and Sarah Imenu created in Choron. Both of them were Makariv. The Medrash says, Medrash Rabbah says, Avraham Avinu was Makariv the men, Sarah Imenu was Makariv the women. So we see that Chesed is necessary with regards to Das, with regards to Torah. Gevura, where's their Gevura? Rabbein Azal says, Ze Bechinas Shemakdim Yiras Chetoi L'Chachmosoi. In order for a Jew to be Zechet to true Das, to true Torah, the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos that when it comes to being successful in Torah, Kol sheyirasoich kedemes lechachmosoich, chachmosim ischayemes. If the Yira Shemayim comes before the Torah has a kiyum. If there's Torah without Yira Shemayim, the Torah dies, period. There's nothing left of it. The person could learn Torah, and the Torah will just make his mind more twisted, more diseased, for doing harm, not for doing good. So we see, now what is Yira? Is Yira an Indian of Chesed? We know that the word Yira is Bigimatria Gvura. Yira is harshness. Ahava, love is Chesed. Yira is Bigimatria Gvura. And one who has Yira Shemayim, that's not all. You need one other thing to be successful in Torah. Tiferes, Zehu Shemedakdek Eichlochitzi Chachmosoi. There's a Chacham and there's a speaker. And the two aren't necessarily always, they don't always go hand in hand. There's a way of having chachma and not being able to present it properly, and you try to teach this chachma to another person, the person can't understand it or won't listen to it, or they'll be turned worse, they'll become worse than they were before. And you have another person who has chachma, and he knows how to present it properly, where that can help a person very, very much. Look at the wording Rabbein Azal uses. Zehu shemedakdek, that this requires tremendous care and caution in knowing eich lahitzi chachmasai, how to bring out his chachma, shelayihi yunivzim, so that his chachma should not be despicable. People shouldn't despise his chachma. A guy can have chachma, and if he doesn't present it properly, people spit on it. They look down on it. That's one who's medaktik, how to bring out his chachma. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Koheles, Shlomo HaMelech says, divrei pi chacham chein, that the words that come out of the mouth of a chacham are chein. They're words that have chein to them. It's not just chachma coming out of his mouth. It's chein, which Rabbein Azal describes in Torah Aleph, what's involved in having chein. Zehu, this is what the Zohar Kodesh meant when it said, chad bitlas kaima. You have one item, which is das, which is dependent on three items. One is the das considered bishlemus, when it has in it chesed, gevura, and teferis. When it has in it, when it's a type of das where the person isn't selfish, he doesn't want to keep it for himself, he wants to give it to anybody else whom he can. When it's a type of das which is preceded by yira shamayim, and when it's a type of das where the person is capable of knowing how to express it properly. That's what's called das bishlemus. Now Rabbein Azal says, note, in this Torah, Rabbein Azal is using the words Das and Chochma and Torah interchangeably. Don't get nervous. It's no problem. Here he's not talking about spirois, he's talking about knowledge. Now Rabbein Azal says, Ukisheha Chochma b'kiyuma u'bishleimusa, and when this Seichel is solid, and it's sholem, it's complete, Azai hu bebechinas chad ol bein train. Then this Seichel is in a sense one which goes up between two, meaning sheyochel lilchoin milchomois Hashem. The person who has this das becomes capable of fighting the milchemes Hashem, bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Koheles, toiva chochma mikle krov, that chochma is better than tools of war, kreva is milchoma, that the person who has knowledge, brain, is much better than brawn, there's no comparison, meaning that a person who has this Chochmah B'Shleimus can fight in Melchemes Hashem. Va'oz kishemachnia kol hatzorim horeitim achar chlushei koyach sheb'Yisrael. When this one who has this Das destroys all the enemies who are chasing after those weak people in Klal Yisrael, people who are weak in religion, whom the Satan is chasing after them to hurt them. And a person who has Das is machniadis Satan, is machniadis tzorim, umachnis oisom lavoydis Hashem Yisborach, and he brings people into avoydis Hashem. Alidezeh zeichel lechadesh chidushin doiraisa. Through that, what is the present that Hashem gives to such a person? Hashem gives him as a present that he's zeichet to be mechadesh chidushei Torah b'Shabbos on Shabbos al chad train, meaning double. He's zeichet to have a double portion of Torah on Shabbos b'bechinas, as we say lechem mishnah. On Shabbos we eat lechem mishnah, which is two chalas. Lechem, we said, also refers to Torah, lechu lachmu b'lachmi b'chinas Mishneh Torah. As we see, there is a concept by Torah of double Torah. Lechem Mishneh, Mishneh Torah. Bechinas Megillah Afo. As the Pasuk says in the Navi, a Megillah, the Torah, is a doubled over Megillah. Meaning, we see that there exists a concept of double by the Torah. Bebechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh had said, train Yankin Lechad. That this person is Zeicha, that two shine into one, meaning Hashem shines into him a double portion of Torah. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Cheref Pifiyos, a double-edged sword. Cheref is this Chochmah which is better than clay cravo. Al Yidei HaCheref Maikemes Kanal, through this Cheref Maikemes, which we said previously, Zeicha LePishnayim, the person is Zeicha to Pishnayim, Bechinas, double, Bechinas Lechem Mishneh, this concept of this double portion of Chidushei Torah. Now Rabbi Nezal says, okay, so this person, because he went out and he did this tremendous item, he's given a gift and he's given a double portion of Torah, when? On Shabbos. Shabbos is the time when we have this Lechem Mishneh, this double portion Begashmias, and this double portion Beruchnias. Rabbi Nezal says, V'Shabbos Mishaleach Ha'oroisov L'chol Hamadregos. We know that, what does Shabbos do? Shabbos is mashpia to all the other olamos, to all the other days of the week, to all the madregos. Shabbos gives to everything else. The Bechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh had said in this statement, chad yamik lekamo sitrin, that there is one which gives nourishment to many sides. What is that? That's the Shabbos, that's mashpia to all the olamos. Shabbos is the malchus. The Malchus is the one who doles out Shefa. The Melech is the one who doles out Shefa to the entire Am, as we saw in the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. That's what he was told. Antu Ilona, you the king, you're that tree which you saw in your dream, the Mosain Lechula Bay, where all Shefa comes from there. So through Shabbos, Shabbos is Mashpia to all sides, Umarpe, Refuas HaNefesh, Urefuas HaGuf. And Shabbos gives forth a double. Shabbos is double. It gives refuas hanefesh and refuas haguf. The Bechina, says the Pasuk says, Rak shivto yitain verapo yirape. Through the Pasuk pshat, this means something else. Rabbi Nezal says, through the Bechina of Shabbos, verapo yirape. There's a double refuah. There's a double power of shefa. Shtei refuah yisalidei Shabbos. There's a double refuah, a double portion of Shefa through Shabbos. We'll just do this next little paragraph. Now Rabbi Nezal says, hold your horses. We know that in Kedusha, you can never create as Einstein, Lahavdol. Einstein, the scientist, we know that whatever the Goyim say, all their smart things, where they come from, they come from the Torah. Einstein came up with a theory that energy can never be created or destroyed. You can only change forms. Throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah, they always stress this, that you never say create new or destroy. It only changes in forms. So if we're saying now that a person who does this in this mitzvah, he's given a double portion of Chidushei Torah, or a double portion of Kedusha, where did it come from? Each person has his own portion. Where did this guy get double from? It had to come from some other place. You have to prove to me where it came from. Rabbi Nezal says, "V'zeh shehachochom mashpia lechem mishnanal." This that this chochom is given the power to be mashpia lechem mishna, meaning he's given a double portion of chidushei Torah to be able to dole out to his talmidim, to those who are makusha to him. Because Rabbi Nizal says, through his zechus, through his mitzvahs, through his good deeds, he was zeichet to be given the portion of his friend. As the Gemara says in Chagiga, the Gemara says that each person has a chelek in Olam Haba, just as it begins in Perkei Avos, by saying, Kol Yisrael Yeshem chelek le'olam haba. The Gemara says in Chagiga, each Jew has a portion in Gehenna also. The Gemara says a tzaddik inherits his portion in Gan Eden, and his friend, the Rasha's portion in Gan Eden. A tzaddik gets a double portion of Gan Eden. A Rasha inherits his own Gehenna, the portion that was allocated for him, plus the portion that the tzaddik was supposed to get is given to him also. Each one gets double. Rabbi, as the Gemara says in Chagiga, Zocho Neitel Chelkoi V'Chelek Chaveroi. That if a person is Zeicha, if a person is a tzaddik, he takes his own portion in Gan Eden, plus the portion of his friend. Meaning, one who wasn't religious, one who did the wrong things. Ukishebo Yom HaShabbos, and when the day of Shabbos comes, V'Nafshoi Nechlelos B'Shabbos, and the tzaddik's nefesh is Nechlal in Shabbos, it merges with the Kiddush of Shabbos, Kivoi Shovas Vayinofash, because we see on Shabbos there is a Bechina of Nefesh, there's a Nefesh Yisera, the Nefesh is specifically tied into the Shabbos, Azai Naisein Lecha Mishneh Liyayim HaShabbos. Then the tzaddik shines this Lecha Mishneh that he was given from Hashem. He was given a double portion of Chidushei Araisa. He was given a power of double. The tzaddik, who is Bechinas Yisoid, who is Bechinas Erev Shabbos, on which day the mon came down double, he takes his double portion and he shines it into the Shabbos. It's not the Shabbos that's mashpia to the tzaddik. The tzaddik is mashpia to the Shabbos. And the Shabbos is the one which doles out Shefa to all of Klal Yisrael, as Rabbi Nizal is going to explain now further in the Torah. Now he's going to go into much more detail showing how that happens. We're in the middle of Torah Nun Ches. We're up to Eis Zayin. If you recall, till now Rabbi Nizal was discussing the concept of the Tzaddik Emes, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen and Miriam HaNeviah. He was discussing Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. He was discussing the topic of Tikkun HaBris, the topic of Das, and the topic of Shleimus of Das, what it entails, how Das is Kailal Chesed, Vura, and Teferis, and therefore a person having Das, in order to have Das B'Shleimus, he has to give to other people from his Das, which is an Indian of Chesed. He has to have Yira before the Chachma, which is an Indian of Gevura, and Teferis means he has to be able to present his Das in a beautiful manner, where it should be Lagoyin or Teferis, a beautiful item. Then Rabbi Nizal said that this Chacham is Mashpi Alecha Mishneh. He gets a double portion of Chidushei Torah on Shabbos. Where does the double come from? Because the Gemara says that a Rasha gets a double portion of Gehenna. He gets his own portion plus the portion that was allocated to one who became a Tzaddik. Because each and every Jew has a Chelek in Gan Eden and a Chelek in Gehenna, Rachmon Al-Slam. The Tzaddik gets his own Chelek in Gan Eden plus the Rashas. The Rasha gets his own Chelek in Gehenna plus the Tzaddik's. So we see that there is an inyan of Shefa Kfula, that the tzaddik has double. Now Rabbi Nizal says...
Listen, can I ask you a question? Sure. For every tzaddik there is in the world, there has to be corresponding a Rishoyim to match?
Not has to, but the ratio is just the opposite. That there are much less tzaddikim than there are Rishoyim, usually, unfortunately. Now Rabbi Nizal says, we're starting Eis Zayin. Vayidei Ha'oras HaShabbos, through the light of Shabbos, Nisoyrer Ha'ilam L'Tshuva Me'ava. Shabbos has the koyach to bring people to tshuva, not just tshuva, tshuva me'ava. Because the Gemara says in Yuma that there are two kinds of tshuva. There's tshuva me'ira and tshuva me'ava. The Gemara says if a person does tshuva from yira, his sins are forgiven. Meaning his mezidin becomes shoygegin. Those that he did on purpose become considered like he did them by accident. It means they're pretty much forgiven. If a person does tshuva me'avor, his sins get converted to mitzvahs. Not that they become zero, the minuses become zeros, they become pluses. So Rabbi Nizal says that through the he'or of Shabbos, the world is nisoyer to tshuva me'avor. And now Rabbi Nizal is going to prove it. Ki Shabbos bechinas tshuva. Shabbos is an Indian of tshuva, bechinas, as the pasuk says, v'shavto ad Hashem alikecho. You should return to Hashem. The word shavto is the letters Shabbos. V'hatshuva hi me'avo. The type of tshuva that we're talking about is a tshuva from love, bechinas, ahavo b'ta'anugim. The pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, the love that comes forth from pleasures, good times. We know that Shabbos is an Indian of ta'anugim, enjoyment, einig Shabbos, delicious foods and everything. So we see that Shabbos is an Indian of ahava. So if there is a tshuva on Shabbos, it's obviously tshuva me'ahava. Rav Elazar says, "Bechinas ki ahava bo mi tainug Shabbos." The ahava within this tshuva me'ahava comes from the pleasure of Shabbos. Bechinas v'koroso la Shabbos oineg l'kedosh Hashem. You will call the Shabbos the pleasure. So we see that Shabbos is an inyan of oineg. Utshuva me'ahava ze bechinas lechem mishnah. And tshuva me'ahava is also an inyan of lechem mishnah, a double type of shefa. Why? As the Gemara says in Seite, kan me'avo kan miro. Now Rav Nosson Zal brings the Gemara. The Gemara says in Seite, daf lamed aleph, isa shom, it says over there, godol ho'ise me'avo, yoise me'oise me'iro. That the one who does tshuva me'avo is much greater than one who does tshuva me'iro. Why? Sheze toloi le'elef dor, vize toloi le'alpayim dor. This one, tshuva me'avo, is something that lasts 1,000 generations. Tshuva me'avo is something that lasts 2,000 generations. The Gemara proves it over there from Sukkim. So we see that tshuva me'avo is an inyan of double. Double is an inyan of Shabbos. Shabbos is always lechem mishnah. You must have double lechem, not normal lechem, two lechems. Rabbi Nezal says, al yidei tshuva me'avo, so through tshuva me'avo, oise chesed l'shnei alofim. A person does chesed to 2,000s. 2,000s, meaning 2,000 generations, meaning this concept of Lecha Mishnah, which is the concept of Shabbos, which is Tshuva Me'avo. Now Rav Elazar says, V'oz, and when there is this Tshuva Me'avo, Kol Haksherim Shebedor Nisrabim. All the kosher people within the generation, all the Breslava Hasidim within a generation, get a Refuah Shalema. Bebechinas, as the Pusik says, V'shov, V'rafaloi. What comes right after tshuva? B'shov v'rafaloi. Through tshuva there comes refuah. Rabbi Nezal says, ki koidem, because in the beginning, savlu yisurim. They suffer, they go through suffering. The Bechina says, the Pasuk says, Yeshayanovi, ochein cholinu hu nosa. Our sicknesses he was forced to carry. The tzaddik, who does tshuva for the whole generation, he is forced to bear the brunt of the sicknesses, of the suffering of all of Klal Yisrael. So that's number one. So when this tshuva is completed, those tzaddikim, those who are mekusher to the tzaddikim, get a refuah shleima. Gam nasin mechubodim b'nei abriyos. Also, through this tshuva, the ksherei hadoer receive covered in the eyes of people. They become more respected by the world. The Bechina says, the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Ma yofis umano amt, ahavo b'ta'anugim. How beautiful and how sweet you are. And it says that right near the Pasuk about ta'anugim. So through Shabbos, which is the union of ta'anugim, people are zecha to recognize how beautiful and how sweet the ksherei hadoyer are. In the beginning, before there was these ta'anugim, these ksherei hador were in the bechina of no looks and no beauty. Toyar means a pleasant look, and hador means shine. No pleasant look and no shine to you. After the tshuva is done, then it's mayofis umanam. How beautiful and how sweet.
Tshuva on the part of who? The people?
Exactly. Look at how did Ois Zion begin? The whole world. Shabbos has the power to arouse the world to tshuva. Now Rabbi Nezal says, Ukishak Sheire Doir, Nisyabim, Vinishabdim, Be'ene Koil. And when the religious people of the generation become beautiful and respected in the eyes of all, when they achieve a chain in the eyes of the belt, azai kol echod lefi kashrusoi yochay lohovin shekvar hishpia chochamador b'yom haShabbos lechem mishnah. Then, each and every person, according to how good he is, can understand, can come to the realization that the chocham hador has shined into the Shabbos lechem mishnah. How?
Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki kol echod v'echod, l'fi kashrusoi, each and every person, according to how kosher he is, kein mekabel yoifi v'hodor, he receives this beauty and this shine, v'nizgadel kein be'ini habriyos. And he also becomes more respected in the eyes of people. When the tzaddikim have this aliyah, all the ksheirei hadoyer have an aliyah. V'hayoyfi v'hagdulo hi tziyun v'simon urishimo al mishnah Torah kanal. This beauty and this greatness is a manifestation and a sign and an engravement to show this double Torah, Mishnah Torah, Lecha Mishnah, v'dechinas. As the Pasuk says, Har Tzion Yarkisei Tzofon. This is a Pasuk. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain this Pasuk. Har Zebechinas Gedula, a mountain, refers to greatness. Kemaymar Chazal, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on the Pasuk, Noidi Harchem Tzipor, Ze Malchus Gedula. The Pasuk says, the word Harchem over there, referring to mountains, refers to kingdom and greatness. It's a Pasuk in Tehillim. So we see that Har is an inyan of Malchus and Gedula. Shehagdula, we had a Pasuk before, Har Tzion Yarkisei Tzofon. Har is Gedula. Rabbeinu Zal says now, Shehagdula hi Tzion v'simen al Yarkisei Tzofon. Gedula is a sign for Yarkisei Tzofon. What is Yarkisei Tzofon? Al chamuke yirechayich toira hatzfuna. The Pasuk says, there's a Pasuk in Shira Shirim which says, chamuke yirechayich, maisi yedei odom. It's a, chamuke yirechayich means the smoothness of your thighs. The thighs are a mokoim seser, a place that's hidden. Yarkisei refers, yerech, yirechayim are the thighs. Yarkisei tzofon, the hidden thighs. Rabbeinu Zal says this refers to Torah Hatzfuna, the Sisrei Torah. In other words, when it says Har, greatness, Tzion, is a sign for Yarkisei Tzofon, for Yarkisei, for the Yerechayim thighs, which are hidden, meaning the hidden parts of the Torah, which are revealed on Shabbos. V'sehu, this is what the Pasuk says, Im Toshu Misheves Raglecho, meaning, Al Yidei Tshuvo Habo Mebechinas Shabbos Im Toshuv Misheves. If you'll do the type of tshuva, which is the tshuva of Shabbos, which is tshuva me'avo Nimshach, you'll draw upon yourself Yarkisei Tzofon, V'yerechayim, V'sisrei Torah, V'zehu Raglecho. Raglayim is Merameis for the thighs here, referring to the hidden parts of the Torah. Each person, according to how kosher he is, this imprint takes effect on him and can be seen in him. Why? In order that this person should be able to receive, within the impression that was made by this gedula that he received, within that imprint, within that engravement, is placed the Torah Hatzfuna, the Sisrei Torah. Ki hagdulo shel haksheirei hador hi bechinas keli el hischachus ha-Torah. The gedula of the ksheirei hador, of the tzadikim, acts as a keli for hischachus ha-Torah, meaning the more gedula that they're given, the more hischachus ha-Torah this it brings about. Anybody have anything to say about this? Any interesting connection that Rabbi Zal mentioned, which is a small Torah of the Kutim Aran. Rabbeinu Zal says in a small Torah of the Kutim Aran that by the Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon Yechai Zal, he would say a piece of Torah, and then he would finish, they would kiss him, or they would be ecstatic, and they would say, Vai Ladoro Katisnarek, woe to the generation when you'll pass away. Rabbi, you're so great, the shir was fabulous. They would say something like that, and the Zohar Kodesh says he would say, be quiet, and he would open up with a whole new barrage. And Rabbeinu Zal brings in a turn of the Kutim Aran that we see it by the fact that they praised him. The minute they praised him, it brought on a whole new set of Chidushei Torah, a whole new set of Hischachus HaTorah. That's what Rabbeinu Zal says here in one sentence. Ki hagdulo shel haksheirei doer, hi bechinas keli el Hischachus HaTorah. When the ksheirei hador are given gedula, when they're given kavod, that acts as a keli to bring on new Torah. That's the situation there. He was complimented, he was commended, right away he brought out new Torah. He didn't take the kavod for himself. Right away he showed that more Torah. He wanted to show that his kavod wasn't his kavod, it was kavod HaTorah. Now Rabbi Nizal says, this paragraph, we finish up Torah Nun Ches. Now Rabbi Nizal says, Ve'elu haksheri hadoyer, soroth lohem lehizboinei ma'oid, ve'hachoyid ve'chodor v'abduo habo lohem. These ksheri hadoyer have to be mizboinei. Note the word that every word is a dot. They have to think deeply about the gedula and the praise and the pride that's given to them. Shelo yikoshlu begaiva, that they shouldn't get tripped up in gaiva chas v'shalom. Because at times, when the people don't wash their mouths, when the people use their mouths the wrong way, then they cannot receive the he'ora of Shabbos. Why? Rabbi Nizal says, "Ki Shabbos toloi b'shmiras hadibur." The whole secret of Shabbos. Which sphira is Shabbos?
Malchus.
Malchus is peh. The whole Shabbos is toloi in watching the dibur. Ubebechinas, as the pasuk says, "V'daber davar." On Shabbos, speak your words. And the Gemara learns out from there, "Shelo yehi dibur chashel Shabbos, ki dibur chashel choil." That a person has to be careful that the words that he speaks on Shabbos should be holy, not to say a word of business or dvarim betelim, etc., etc. So we see that Shabbos is connected to dibur. If the dibur is kedusha, the he'or of Shabbos is kedusha. We said before that the he'or of Shabbos brings about gedula to the ksheri hador. When there's a pigam in the he'or of Shabbos, then the gedula which the ksheri hador get is also pogum. It's with gaiva chas v'shalom. Rabbi Nizal says, "V'oz kishein shemer mespihem." When the people don't watch their mouths, azai achal pi shepikhei hador. Mashbiim es haShabbos, although the smart people in the generation, the Chachamim, are being mashbiya into Shabbos, es hatshuvana, or the power of tshuva, still niskalkel etzlom heoras hatshuva. The heor of tshuva gets messed up. If the dibur is messed up, the heor of tshuva gets messed up. V'oz niskalkel hahoid v'hahodor v'hagdula habolot sherei hador. Then the Hoyd, Hodor, and Gedula, which comes to the Ksher HaTorah, gets messed up, and Chas V'Shalom, then is Kohen, and they fall into Gaivah. This is what the Pasuk says. Note how this is all found clearly in a Pasuk in Tehillim. Chatas Pimoi, the sin of his mouth, Dvar Sefosemoi, the words of his lips, V'Yelochtu B'Ga'inam, and they get trapped in their Gaivah. Al Yidei Chet Hadibur Nilkodin Mavoin Gaivah. Through pigamim in dibur, a person gets stripped up in gaiva. The more hisbaitedness a person has, the more diburim of Torah a person speaks, the less chance there is of the person chas v'shalom getting hurt by gaiva. The more dibur dikdusha there is, the less gaiva. Chas v'shalom, the more the wrong dibur, the more potential for gaiva. Rabbi Nizal says, v'zehu golus hashchina. This is what's referred to as golus hashchina. Hainu hagdula. Shehu b'chinas malchus, b'chinas shchina, nifgam v'naase gaiva. When we talk about greatness, what is greatness? Greatness is malchus. Malchus is the shchina. Meaning, if the greatness gets messed up, chas v'shalom, the shchina is getting messed up. Which part of the body has the most potential to mess up the shchina? Dvar sifosemoi. What does the Arizal say? Sofo is begematria shchina, exactly. The word sofo, which means lips, is Begematria Shechina. The Shulchan Aruch Kodesh says that the word Loshoin, the tongue, is Begematria Shechina, showing that Malchus Peh, that the Shechina is in the mouth. If the mouth is messed up, the Shechina is messed up, the Gedula is messed up, and there's Gaiva Chas V'Shalom. Now Rabbi Nizal says, Zehu Pirish, this is what the Gemara meant to say, when the Gemara says in Shabbos, one of the Tanoim asked, Mipnei Ma Roshehen Shel Bavliim Sigal Goylis. Why are the heads of the Babylonians round? They have round heads. So the Gemara answers, "Mipnei she'ein lahem chayos pikchos," because they don't have smart animals. Period. Rabbi Nizal explains, Babylonians. What does that refer to? Hainu hadoyer hapoigmen ba'dibor. That means the people who mess up their dibor. Because Bavel was the place where originally Hashem mixed up all the languages. That's where Hashem mixed up all the languages. So Bavliyim refers to dibor pogim. Sigal goiles. What is Sigal goiles referred to? Sigal goiles. What does that refer to? Hainu segol golos. This is two words. Segoil zebechinas hahoid v'hamalchus. The term segoil refers to leadership. Bechinas segulas melochim. The etiquette of kings. Segula means etiquette. Etiquette refers to a person of high stature. Segulas melochim. Golos hashchina kanavo. So Rabbi Nezal says that why are the heads of the Bavlim, Sigal Goiles, they take Segoil, they take Segula etiquette and put it in Golos. Why? Because they're Bavlim, because they're Plagim in the Dibur, that's what causes Segoil, the Shechina, to go into Golos. Rabbi Nezal says, Shenivgam etzlam hahoid v'nolkodem begeis. The beauty gets messed up by them and they get trapped in Gaiva.
I don't understand. Why should the Shekhinah go into... Weren't they guy? Weren't Jewish people?
No. At that time. But here it's being... It's hinting... When it says Babylon, it doesn't mean the Babylonian Goyim. It means those Jews who mess up their Dibor.
Oh, I see.
So why do they cause the Shekhinah to go into Golos? Mipnei she'en lohem chayos pikhos. Because they don't have smart animals. Chayos zebechinas Shabbos. Chiyus refers to Shabbos. Bechinas, just a second. Bechinas toyameho chayim zochu. The pasuk says in Mishlei, those who taste the delicious taste of Shabbos are zeichet to chayim, to really be alive. So chayus refers to Shabbos. Bechinas tshuva kanal. Bechinas shuvu v'chiyu. Do tshuva and you'll live. Bechinas refuah. Meaning, or a refuah shelema, meaning to be alive. When a person gets sick, chas v'sholom, he's closer to death. Kemoy shekosav, as the pasuk says, v'tachlimeini, v'techayeini. You cured me, and you gave me life. So we see that Shabbos, which is an inyan of refuah, is an inyan of chayim, chayos. She'ein mekablam chiyos, b'china Shabbos, mipikche hador. The question was asked, why do the Bavli, those people who mess up their dibur, why do they cause Sigal Goyles? Why do they cause the Shekhinah to go into Golos? The answer was, Mipnei Shem Lohem Chayos Pikhos. Because they don't have their Shabbos, Chayos is Shabbos, Bechinas Chayim, Tayameo Chayim Zachu. Their Shabbos doesn't come from Pikhos, from the Pikhe Hador. Their Shabbos doesn't draw from the Chachme Hador. The Chachme Hador don't shine this double power into the Shabbos. Ki Iyak Shalahem Vakabel Shabbos, Bechinas Tshubo Mechochamana. Because they become unable to receive the power of Shabbos, the power of tshuva from the Chacham Hador, Elo al yidei shmira sadibur kanal. Because the only way to do that is only by guarding your dibur. Avol hador, but the people sheim bechinas bavliim kanal, who act like bavliim, meaning they mess up the dibur chas v'sholom, sheim mekablen chiyus Shabbos kanal. They don't draw the chiyus of Shabbos. Al Yedezeh, through that, Roshehem, their heads. Roshehem means their heads. Roshehem means the heads of the people. Shehem, Sherei Hador, the good people of the generation, those are the heads of the people. Segoil Golos. They cause that Hahoid v'Hagdula Etzlom beGolos. The Segula, the etiquette, the Gedula, goes into Golos. Hainu, Shemivgam Bechinas Malchus. The Bechin of Malchus, it becomes Pogom. Vezehu Golos Hashchina. This is what causes Golos Hashchina. Shemayflem Begadlos Chas V'Shalom. When we talk about Golos Hashchina, there's nothing that puts the Shchina more in Golos than when the Ksherei Hador fall into Gadlos. You can imagine now why Rabbi Nezal took this item so severely. Just to point out for a second why the mouth so much for Gaiva. Rabbi Nezal has a Torah later on in the Kutim Ran where Rabbi Nezal says that Mi Sheroitze Kovoid Hu Shoiter. That's how Rabbi Nezal starts off. A person who wants kavod is an idiot. And Rabbi Nezal gives a mashal. There was once a very high king who had a big country with lots of cities, and he had villages, small villages. In the cities, he had a big officer taking charge. In the villages, he would send out a soldier to take charge of a village. One of the villages, a soldier went out, and he was given charge over the village, he decided to take as much covet for himself as he could. So he acted, he dressed himself real nicely, he made like he was a king. The people would bow to him when they would come in, they would call him Your Royal Highness. That's the way he led the Medina. But then, as I said, one time the king came to visit this village, and the king came in to speak to this guy, came in to talk to him. Meanwhile, other one of his royal subjects from this little village were coming in to speak to him. They came in, they came into the entrance, they bowed to him on the floor, they bowed to the soldier. And then they started saying, Your Royal Highness, this was all in front of this guy. And Rabbi Nachman said, you could imagine there was nothing conceivable that could be more embarrassing than that. Nothing conceivable that could have put this guy to shame more than that. How ugly this looked in front of the king, that they were saying, Your Royal Highness, to him and all this. Rabbi Nachman says, there's no bigger bizoyin than something like that. Now Rabbi Nachman says, shame, embarrassment. Now Rabbi Nachman says, within a human being, could we say that you respect his hand? I shall respect his hand. In the hand, you can't recognize the differences between people. Even the face of a person, Rabbi Nachman says, you can't say that when you give cover to a person, you're giving cover to him because of his face. Because there are even animals, Rabbi Nachman says, whose face resembles that of a human being, like an ape. Rabbi Nachman says, there is a resemblance. So you can't say that when you're giving cover to a person, you're giving him cover because of his face. What is it that you are giving him cover for? It's only for the dibur. What's the distinction between man and animal? Man is called medaber. So Rabbi Nachman says, man is called medaber. What is medaber? Medaber is the lips. Hashem sposai tiftach. We say which name of Hashem? It's Malchus, which is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Rabbi Nachman says that the word Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is begematria hechal. Hechal means the throne room of the king, meaning when you open your mouth, where are you? You're in the throne of the king. Picture, people are showing you covered for what you're opening your mouth, and you're standing in the palace of the king. Picture how embarrassing it would be, somebody bowing to you when the king is standing there. In other words, a person should know whenever he speaks, that not to take covered for himself, that if he does, he's the biggest idiot, because Hashem is standing by and watching. We see from this Torah that what does Rabbeinu Zal stress? That the main pit of Gaiva is the mouth, the dibur, period. A person watches that, he could be saved chas v'shalom completely. He's the one who knows how to give or pass along all the covet Hashem. He doesn't take anything for himself. No. His covet is covet HaTorah. A king, the covet is his own. A Talmud Chacham is allowed to be. It's covet HaTorah, period. They're giving covet to the Torah, to the Kiddusha that's in him. Rabbi Nachman starts off Torah Vav with the words, and he shows that that's what the tzaddikim
do. So if the dibur is so important, why is it that when a chacham gets his chayra, you still have to respect him just as much as when he...
What does that have to do with him?
Well, he doesn't have everything.
It's like the broken set of chuchas, which was still kept in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kodesh of the Noshim, and everything. Very. As simple as that.